You guys, Lance in?
This is he.
Hey, Lance, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I'm not sure if you've been or you're familiar. I've been in contact with Chris. I know I've been trying to get in contact with you as well. I heard you had some big plans coming up.
You know, we're on the fence on it, but I did keep all your information. I don't think we're going to probably do anything by the end of the year. But, you know, come January, if you want to follow up with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and make a note of that. I never ended up getting the chance to get in contact with you about it, though. I kind of was just playing a little phone tag with Chris here and there. But what plans do you guys have, you know, coming up? What's on the agenda?
We need to replace our digital printer. So it'll be about a $20,000 piece of equipment that we need.
Okay. And you guys are looking to, you know, bring some finances on for that?
Yeah, we'll do a dollar buyout lease on the thing.
Okay. And have you guys already, you know, just out of curiosity, have you already brought on some equipment for that tax write-off this year?
No, we don't need it. We don't need the tax write-off, unfortunately. I wish.
Oh. I gotcha. No, that's why I was, you know, just kind of asking to see, you know, why you guys are going to wait till next year on that. Can you kind of take advantage, you know, of that write-off if you,
there's,
you know.
There's some incentives that come on in January and February.
Right.
So we're waiting to see what happens on that.
Right, till 2017. How's this year been going for you guys out there? You guys been staying busy?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we're up 2 or 3%. So I guess.
Oh wow.
GDP, but you know we wanted to be up 10%. But
yeah,
that happens. I mean, we'll see how we finish off the year.
It's still a plus, right?
Exactly.
What do you guys do to switch it up? Is it just kind of you know, more clients this year, or do you guys bring on some different equipment?
You know, I would say it's Orange County economy.
Right.
In general, you know, is strong. So,
right. What kind of signs do you guys do too? Just kind of you know, any kind here and there, commercial.
Everything at all. It's all business to business. The
Original
premise of Fast Signs 25 years ago, and our store is 21 years old, but the original premise was more of a retail-based, you know,
right, sign.
For the $35, you know, he wanted to name his boat, right?
Right.
Where does he go? You know, the big sign shop would just wrinkle their face at him. And
yeah.
That was kind of the original concept, but we've morphed into... Now the big companies are doing the $200,000, you know, billboard, electronic billboard signs.
Right.
Where do you go for, you know, the $3,000 monument sign? Well, we're totally business to business now. I mean, we get a few retail customers, but not many.
Right. Yeah, just kind of asking. I know you guys have a lot of Fast Signs around the nation, so you guys have, you know, that business has grown quite a few.
Yeah, Fast Signs is doing well. 530 locations, yeah.
530 now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a little more than I was expecting, actually.
Yeah.
How long have you been running that one out there in Brea?
10 years.
Oh, 10?
10, yeah.
You said it's been open for about 21 now?
Yeah, the previous owners had it for 11, yep.
That's nice. So is that how all the Fast Sign works? You guys all have, you know, individual owners at each different location?
Fast Signs is unique in that, unlike a UPS store or McDonald's or typical franchises these days, Yogurt Lands, there's really no reason for us to own multiple locations. There are maybe 5% of the owners own multiple locations.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to control territories. You know, I do signs. We're pulling permits in San Diego this week.
Oh, really?
In downtown LA, right next to other Fast Sign stores. So as long as I don't direct market in somebody else's territory.
Yeah,
I have customers that are Orange County based that have locations nationwide, and we do the signs for them. So.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure if you were aware we're located down here in San Diego, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah, what are you doing down here this weekend, you said?
We are doing Gallagher, which is hardwood flooring to the trade, although they do have a retail showroom, too. So they're up on Raytheon Road there.
Oh, that's right by us, actually.
The Convoy area.
Yeah, I actually live down there in Convoy. I know exactly where Raytheon is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hard to get out of there. They need a traffic light at Convoy and Raytheon. I made the mistake of trying to get out of there.
That left turn, right?
Yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah, I know. That Convoy is something else, too. I used to actually ride my bike, you know, in the middle of the day and whatnot. And that was a mess out there. That Convoy, Balboa, that, you know, that whole area down there is just traffic all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's pretty cool. Have you guys been, you know, has it been a pretty busy year with the election coming up, or do you guys not kind of see too much of that?
You know, we've done some election things, but it's almost all local, and those politicians aren't well-funded, so.
Oh, right.
Or banners.
Yeah.
Or canned lawn signs.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I don't get the 20,000 Trump or Hillary. Yeah,
I know.
Nice ones, although there's no margin in that, you know?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Those are like $1.50 each or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly on that. And, I mean, down here in Southern California, too. I mean, you don't know how many of either of those you see nowadays, right?
That's
I'm not
right.
sure about it for you guys, but San Diego's, I don't know. I don't know. It's a little different down here. But all right, Lance, I still had you guys' email. Looks like that 261. You guys are 261 at fastscience.com.
You got it. We'll talk in January, my friend.
All right, man. If anything comes up in the meantime, just give me a holler or shoot me an email. We can help you out.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good rest of your week, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.